Hello, it's Monday, May 10th, and that means two things. It's the anniversary of Bruce Lee's death, and it's the time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit outdoor floodlights. These come in 5 wattages. They've got multiple mount options. They've got built-in photo cells. They've got color select right on the box. Keep it simple. Keep your SKUs down. Get what you need. That's KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description. And AMS is going to buy the last of Osram shares, delist them from the stock market, and move their factories. I know I promised that we would never speak of AMS and Osram again, but they forced my hand because this domination is getting drastic. Book 18, Edition 3 of Zaga, has been approved. This is related to outdoor luminaire specifications. The EFC has a germicidal UV web portal. This is Health Canada's approved GUV products list and a bunch of safety resources. Riffle will merge with OneSource. Both electrical distributors will maintain their existing management structures. UL is set to begin verifying healthy buildings based on air, water, hygiene, lighting, and acoustics. The U.S. DOE is funding a University of Wyoming research into alternative uses for coal, which might lead to more carbon ores and rare earth element processing. The GLD is mapping stakeholders. This is a lighting directory naming major groups and areas of excellence across the world. Helios Spectra's Mitra line has been approved by the DLC. Rexel will be spending $6.2 million on a new facility in Dallas. RBW is moving to Ulster, New York. Get a Grip on Lighting plays host to Steve Perry of 1,000 Bulbs. Senator Sherrod Brown is taking a photo op with GE Savant workers in Ohio. Vantage and Aspire have formed an alliance on human-centric opportunities. Lumen Pulse has rebranded. I guess they're LMPG now. Eaton has reported a strong Q run with a net income of not quite $500 million. GCS has increased their investment in Unicorn. This is a $14 million backing into a semiconductor manufacturer. Orion has released their annual earnings. Annual revenue is at $117 million. The U.S. Navy is seeking better energy analytics. This is smart energy meters planned across all facilities and many vessels. Cooper has a new builder program. This is a rewards program for residential contractors. ProSource is hosting the grand opening for a DMC Tech and Learning Center in Dallas. Legrand has announced their Q1 financials. Organic sales are up 13%. Wesco has posted $113 million in profits in Q1. Eureka Lighting has won 4 Red Dot Awards in 4 different product lines. GenLED has a new website. These are for the Acolyte and Agilyte brands. ArcLight Summit has announced speakers. The full slate of presentations is now available for your perusal. Lightfair has sponsored IES's Light for Light webinars. This will run from the 10th today till the 13th, 2 days from now. In rep agencies, WeSilica has partnered with Leighton and Deco Lights. Lumen Pulse has partnered with Illuminations for Metro NYC and Northern New Jersey. BJ Takes Signs will signs with Metrics Lighting in the Greater Toronto area. Legrand has named Lighting Dynamics for Cleveland and Columbus, Ohio. Floss has teamed with SLS in New York and Northern New Jersey. And Diversified will merge with the Liberty Lighting Group. And Vision has added Cooper as a supplier. In market projections, Kroll Controls will reach $26 billion in value by 2026. Street Lighting will reach not quite $340 million by 2025. The xenon gas market is set to grow by 2%. Industrial lighting market will grow by 7% by 2031. And the decorative laminates market will grow by $1.2 billion over the next 4 years. In recommended reading, we have Jeff Beer on emergency lighting's past, present, and future. We have data visualization for better energy use. We have flyback topology for drive LED to drive custom LEDs. And 5.5 lessons from Light Show West's auction. Fagerhult and Sony will be partnering on indoor location systems. This is Bluetooth-based navigation. DALI has announced DALI Plus for wireless and IP-based networks. And WISeKey will be processing NFTs from space. The FOSSA satellites will authenticate blockchain transactions. JLU of Gison will research two-dimensional materials. These are new artificial crystals for LED phosphors. We have gallium nitrates and transistors for better LED, according to the Fraunhofer Institute. Signify is experimenting with floating nightlights for fish. These are tilapia farms in China, equipped with solar-powered lighting. And NTU Singapore will be creating smart daylight harvesters for underground spaces. These are acrylic balls and fiber optics that can bring the sun to your basement. In horticultural news, Ecoation and Sulam have released an MOU for greenhouse automation. Scott's Miracle-Gro, they also make lights, are predicting 30% in cannabis-related revenue growth in the near term. Cambridge researchers are using plant circadian systems for smarter farming. Curtis Mathis has partnered with Dynamic Research on hemp genetics. And in good old Japan, the JR East train stations will be growing their own lettuce indoors. These farms are planned in Kanto, Tohoku, and Joshinetsu regions. In Dark Sky News, thrushes are changing their flight and calling behavior related to Alan. Two Virginia parks were recognized as dark sky preserves. Prineville Reservoir has, that's a state park, has been named a dark sky park. Night shift work and light at night have been linked to cancer. This is the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reporting a link between long-term circadian disruption and 13 kinds of cancer in lab rats and or lab mice. Starlink's satellites are continuing to pollute the skies, in this case, Arizona and Utah. A reminder that space junk can only multiply at this point. And that another circadian disruption news, type 2 diabetics will experience more cardiac inflammation after Alan exposure. In local news, Michigan is funding park lighting upgrades. Those are dark sky friendly. Santa Fe will be taking over state-owned street lights for their projects. Atlantic City is offering new efficiency programs, as is the entire state of New Jersey. Tulsa, Oklahoma also has new efficiency programs. DeKalb County schools have installed a donated set of UVC disinfection tools. Barriere BC's streetlights are set for upgrades. And you may recall an osprey nest that delayed some lighting upgrades in a stadium is delaying them again because ospreys are tricky like that. Jacksonville, Florida has won a school over there has won a DOE Conservation Award. Vernon, BC will be converting 1,200 streetlights. Minnesota will be amending its conservation improvement program. La Mirada will be upgrading 4,000 streetlights. Every University of California campus is going LED, and the Puget Sound Energy Authority utility has named an IoT partner. In Project News, you can make an LED heart for your sleeve. This is a custom sensor and LED board. And in People News, Roman Moskowitz will lead Trustworks' new LED lighting division. Nora has added two engineering staffers. Brianne Musselman has been named the director of education at the IES. Clay Brewer is Lightline's newest regional sales manager. And Helix Electric has picked Cody Kinnison as VP of Ops. That's been me. You can join Nailed. Individual memberships now available so you can get associated, get educated, and get more out of your lighting career. Or you can tell a friend you like this show because that'll help me out. In the meantime, I've been Scott Wachter. Enjoy the music.
Don't tell me nothing I don't want to hear. Just take me home and make it crystal clear what you want. I've been holding it down. Wait a minute. You gotta get me like a little thing. Some kind of loving or the final sting. So I know if we are coming along. Something low.